Greetings once again from St. Michael's Broadcast, and we continue today with this mission from heaven as established in our time by the Great Mother of God. A wholesome Easter meditation, especially during this year of 2006, is to shun the influence of the world and Satan so that we can walk as Easter people above the sepulcher of sin. As St. Paul says, if you be risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Mind the things that are above, not the things that are upon the earth. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, lust, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, for which things the wrath of God cometh upon the children of unbelief. That's Colossians 3. When it is said that Christ conquered death through his resurrection, it only applies to those who believe in him and who are subject to him through obedience. It does not apply to unbelievers. Death is waiting and ready to swallow up all those who do not believe Christ. Echoing the words of St. Paul, the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. It is true that Satan's kingdom suffered a serious setback with the resurrection. We might say he was blown away by it. But he immediately began to recoil himself. As we read in the early days of the apostles, I quote, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goes about seeking whomever he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. And of course, he has regained great strength through the ages, so that his influence and power is greater today than in any time in history. We indeed are living in the days of false prophets, when even the elect are being deceived. And sadly, these false teachers have gathered today within the Catholic Church. They entered the Church through Vatican II, and are now using the Church as a forum to advance a false sense of peace and security, saying that we're already saved and the long reign of sin is ended, and that Christ has conquered death so that we don't have to worry anymore about the judgment of hell, etc., etc. And for this reason, they are called seducers, because they flatter the people and tell them what they want to hear, promising them peace and security where there is no peace and security. Their definition of peace is to surrender to the pleasure of sin without having to worry about eternal punishment. The Bible speaks of this reign of false prophets just before the second coming, who would go about, quote, alluring unstable souls, 2 Peter 2:14, quote, promising them liberty, whereas they themselves are slaves of corruption, 2 Peter 2:19. The 13th chapter of Ezekiel especially brings home this deception of the last days wrought by the false teachers in the church, and how God will execute his wrath upon them. This would especially include the leaders in the charismatic sect, both priests and nuns, who deceived the people with a new gospel. Now in Ezekiel, God addresses his people, saying, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and see nothing. They see vain things, and they foretell lies, saying, the Lord said it, whereas the Lord has not sent them. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because you have spoken vain things and have seen lies, therefore, behold, I come against you, saith the Lord God, and my hand shall be upon the prophets that see vain things. They shall not be in the counsel of my people, because they have deceived my people, saying, peace, and there is no peace. How often have we heard the faithful today cry, it is peace, and Christ is with us, as if they were inspired by a prophetic spirit. The church today habitually assumes that God has spoken to them and has sent them forth to build a new church, even claiming that the Holy Spirit made them speak in divine tongues. Have they not rather considered that the devil inspired their tongue and caused them to deceive the people with this false vision of peace? The agenda of Antichrist is to undermine the cross. Satan's plan today is to do away with the precepts of penance and suffering, and to replace with a new gospel of joy and festivity, so the faithful will no longer be concerned about working out their salvation with fear and trembling, as St. Paul says in Philippians 2:12. And we read this very thing in Ezekiel 13, where it says, quote, thus says the Lord God, woe to them that sow cushions under every elbow, and make pillows for the heads of persons of every age to catch souls. And when they caught the souls of my people, they gave life to their souls, meaning they inflamed them. And they violated me among my people for a handful of barley and a piece of bread to kill souls which should not die, and to save souls alive which should not live, telling lies to my people that believe lies. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I declare against your cushions wherewith you catch flying souls, and I will tear them off your arms, and I will let go the souls that you catch, the souls that should fly. and I will tear your pillows, and I will deliver my people out of your hand, neither shall they be any more in your hands to be a prey. The flying souls, of course, are the elect who soar towards God through their lives of meditation and prayer, while the pillows and cushions are the seductive snares wherewith the enemy catches these souls in flight. They seduce them with pleasure and ease, and instill in them a false sense of security about sin, thus killing their souls, as it says. But the great Mother of God has come forth in our time to save these souls, whom nobody has endeavored to save. We refer to her apparitions at Bayside, New York, which is becoming more and more established as a center of reparation in these latter days. During the years 1970 through 1995, the Blessed Virgin and her son would appear at the Holy Grounds and deliver a number of earth-shaking prophecies that are soon to unfold upon humanity. The apparition was specifically to Veronica Lucan, the seer of Bayside, who was instrumental in transmitting over 300 powerful and enlightening messages to the world. The message is urgent and warns of a plan of action that God the Father is about to take to restore the earth to its former purity. We are told that there will be a great warning set upon the world soon, and then if man continues on his present course, a great and final chastisement will befall humanity. In the meantime, we remain close to the hearts of Jesus and Mary, and of course the Holy Grounds have been instrumental in keeping the faithful attuned to the will of God in these last times. While the world and the modern church dance off in its own direction, the faithful continue today at the Holy Grounds in a spirit of reparation, abiding by the old calendar, saying the rosary, and keeping alive the tradition of the faith as it flourished before Vatican II. And among these traditions is that each year St. Michael's World Apostle holds its annual May crowning at the Sacred Grounds, in which Our Lady is crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth. And this year was certainly no exception to this. Our President Michael Mangan was at the Holy Grounds for the May crowning on May 7th, 2006, and he's going to give us an on-the-scene report of this year's regal ceremony.
Hello, David, and to all of our listeners. And I'm reporting here from the Holy Grounds, from the Shrine of Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers. This is the annual May crowning of Our Blessed Mother, under the glorious title of Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers. And it is a picture-perfect day today, David. It's bright and sunny, deep blue sky, maybe a few clouds, but it just is a beautiful day, very appropriate as we prepare to crown Our Blessed Mother. And all the young kids, some of them that are in their first communion dress or suit, and it's very inspiring. And of course, in the center of it is the Blessed Mother. And six men are transporting Our Lady, and I have to say that is quite a load too. And many of the pilgrims that have come here have come quite a distance. There's probably about 225 pilgrims at least from Maryland and Pennsylvania, Connecticut, New Jersey. And what's so wonderful, too, is to see all the different people of different ethnicities and nationalities that are coming in love and in prayer, and the unity and the bond that is quite evident here is very impressive and inspiring as well. Monica Grace Consoli of Pennsylvania will be preparing to crown Our Blessed Mother in just a short time. She really looks beautiful in her first communion dress, her long white dress, and her nice sparkling gold crucifix that she's wearing around her neck. And she is has just processed holding the crown of the Blessed Mother.
Bring flowers of the fairest, bring flowers of the...
Monica Grace Consoli of Pennsylvania, age 7 years old, is preparing to crown Our Blessed Mother. Real picture of beauty and innocence. Monica has just placed the garland of roses on the head of the Blessed Mother. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful yellow garland of roses is on top of Our Lady. Her head now Monica is prepared to place the crown on the Blessed Mother. And here she goes. She's setting the crown on Our Lady's head. Oh, she's holding her arm there for a few pictures. Now it's official, David, and to all of our listeners. Our Lady has been crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth on this beautiful, gorgeous day on May 7th, 2006. And with the sun sparkling off the crown, and it's just really a beautiful sight to behold. It's definitely packed today, David. So many of them know, if not all of them know, in one way or another, that they would be lost without the message of Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help Our Mothers. Many would be on the wide road to perdition if it was not for this message.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
The children will be leading a decade of the rosary shortly. Monica is leading the decade of the rosary. One thing with the Bayside message, though, what it produces is a great knowledge and appreciation of our faith. And when you have good parents that pass on the traditional faith and the love for Jesus and Mary and the sacraments, when they're trained well, when they're educated, they are prepared to receive Holy Communion at a much earlier age. We have just concluded our gathering after the May crowning, and I have with me the proud parents, Tony and Edie Consoli, and their wonderful daughter, Monica Grace Consoli. And Monica had the privilege and honor of crowning the Blessed Mother. And Monica, how old are you?
8.
And was this a real special day for you today?
Yes.
What made it so special for you?
When I was on the ladder and I was crying to the Blessed Mother.
Will you, I assume now you will remember this for the rest of your life?
Yes.
You look so pretty with your, was that your first communion dress you were wearing?
Yes.
And when did you receive your first communion?
Last year, May 1st.
Did you and your mommy make the dress and the veil?
Our friend did.
Oh, very good. Very impressive. It's very nice work. And let me go to Monica's dad, Anthony. And how you doing?
Very good.
Your comments on today's event?
Another beautiful day, Mike. Year after year, great weather, beautiful day. Just great to be here. New faces, though, as you mentioned. You know, just very, very nice.
It must be, it really has to be a special honor as a father of 7 children to have your daughter crown the Blessed Mother. In fact, if my memory serves me, this is your 3rd daughter that has crowned the Blessed Mother.
That's correct. And it is very special, very memorable for me and for Edie, the fact that we're able to come up and have the children be involved in such a holy, you know, ceremony.
It's interesting, you hear so much about people giving back, you know, to their community. A lot of celebrities and rich people say they have to give back to their church or community, what have you. And it seems like as Bayside followers, and especially you, Tony, and your dear wife, you're giving back, too, by having your children crown the Blessed Mother. This is a way of giving thanks for all the graces you've received.
Yeah, I agree with you. Just being here and being involved, we're getting even graces with participating. So it's twofold. We're giving back, but we're also receiving additional graces, I think.
And Edie, wonderful day today.
Oh, yes, Michael, it was.
It's amazing. I mean, we talk about giving back and giving thanks. I mean, you've told the story maybe a couple times, but you actually met your beloved spouse here on the grounds. There was a miraculous picture. Just give us a brief story on that. I think that's kind of neat.
Well, I was praying to find a good Catholic husband that would help save my soul and would help me get to heaven. And also I kind of asked Our Lady if he could be cute too. And that was on June 13th, 1986. But and then on June 18th, I met Anthony, and, you know, he really is helping me to get to heaven. I believe that. And he is also very, very handsome. And he was praying to the Infant of Prague. And so we know that the Infant of Prague and St. Anthony are working together on that. So we feel very blessed.
What year was that?
I started going in 83 to Our Lady of the Roses, and then 86 is when I met him.
Now, what was the story with the miraculous picture? Wasn't there something about the miraculous picture that ties in with your marriage?
Well, just that when I went in 83, my very first miraculous picture had a big gold, it was almost like a bar of grace, because it looked like a bar, but it was gold, so we thought it was like a bar of grace, and then attached to that was a big, huge, fat A that was so fat, and then all these 23, 23, 23, all over the picture, and we said, what is this? Well, then we realized that when I was 23, which was just a couple years later, was when I was going to meet Anthony, and that it was like a little prediction from Our Lady that, don't worry, your Anthony is, you know, going to come along, and then in 86 is when I prayed specifically to St. Anthony, and then a few days later that I met Anthony.
What year did you get married?
89.
And as they say, the rest is history. I mean, since 1989, of course, you've produced 7 beautiful offspring, and you're both so dedicated and faithful to the Roman Catholic faith, to the mission. It's got to be a tremendous privilege knowing that 3 of your daughters have crowned the Blessed Mother. This is a mission that Our Lady said will be remembered in the annals of the Roman Catholic Church. And, I mean, you try to visualize this or envision this, and your daughters, when they grow up, maybe by that time it will be approved and to be a part of that rich history. Isn't it just mind-boggling?
Yes, it really is. We do feel so honored. You know, a lot of times people will say about our family, wow, you guys, you're just really great, great Catholics and this and that. And I just tell them anything that you see that's good at all, anything whatsoever, it's only because of Our Lady of the Roses, our Lord and Our Lady up here at Bayside. Anything that you see that we do wrong, it's because of our own weakness where we just, you know, didn't listen to our Lord and Our Lady. Little weaknesses here and there, little sins. But we always want to try to be a good reflection, an example for Bayside and everything. So we try to do that as best we can.
Well, good for you, Edie. And the best example is to always remember the source. I mean, that's the source of grace. This is the fountain of grace that has really touched you and your husband deeply. Now, one last point that we want to bring up. Now, are all of your kids homeschooled?
Yes. Well, with the help of a co-op, where all our wonderful friends, they're who are specialists in their field, will teach our children. So we all get together and have a wonderful Catholic homeschool co-op that they really enjoy. So we're getting the best of everything.
Wow. So you're a teacher, homemaker, seamstress, chef. What else do you do?
Well, we sing. I don't sing personally, but we have fun singing at home.
What was the most fun part of the day? Or the best part of the day?
When I was crying the bus driver.
You say goodbye to our listeners.
But goodbye.
Okay. No, I said goodbye. Don't eat the microphone. Say a real loud goodbye.
Goodbye.
On the weekend of June 17th and 18th, 2006, people from throughout North America and the world will gather at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadows Park, New York, to honor the 36th anniversary of the Virgin Mary's apparitions at Bayside, New York. People of various tongues and nations will be present to pay homage to the Queen of Heaven under that glorious title, Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, and there will be several priests assisting as well. This will be a real coming together of clergy and laity. We might almost see this as Marian Convergence 2006, but actually, it's the 36th anniversary of Our Lady's appearances at Bayside. 36 years ago this June, Our Lady came to America with a plan to reach the peoples of this earth before the chastisement. In the interim, she has established for us this oasis, and she invites the world's peoples to come refresh themselves and be strengthened for the difficult days ahead. On February 1st, 1974, Our Lady said, All who come to these hallowed grounds will receive graces in abundance, graces of cure and conversion. And since that time, the crippled have walked, the blind have seen, and those in spiritual darkness have come into the light. These sacred grounds have been the site of some of the most extraordinary graces and cures ever known to man, the reason being these grounds are hallowed by the presence of Jesus and the Mother of God. As Jesus said on June 18, 1991, we have made our home upon these grounds. And the mission of Jesus and Mary is to call their children home in the advent of great things to come soon. So if you haven't yet been to Bayside to partake of this sublime grace, this may be the time for you to go. If you happen to be hearing this broadcast today from Australia, from England, from Rome, or Hong Kong, and you've been dismayed over the present state of the world, or over personal misfortune, or maybe you're just racked out with fatigue, then you might consider getting on that plane and coming to Bayside this June, because Our Lady, the Queen of Heaven, is calling you to her holy grounds. Our Lady said it is not by accident that you hear this message, but that you are being called to become part of this great mission of the last times. So if you think for one moment that you didn't count, or that you're just a number in the system, or a lost head in a herd of cattle, then this is a time for you to stand up and be counted, because in Heaven's eyes, you count, and Our Lady wants you to know that. And if you give Our Lady that chance to present you with the graces that she offers today, she will certainly prove this to you. The angel told the shepherds, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to men of good will." And this is the trumpet Our Lady is sounding throughout the earth today as she gathers that remnant before the chastisement. And you are certainly called to be among that remnant. Our Lady extends you this invitation to come to her 36th anniversary in June. For many who answer this call, it will prove to be the most fruitful decision they ever made. The anniversary weekend commences with a 3-hour rosary vigil at the sacred grounds on Saturday evening from 7 to 10:30 p.m. We return to the holy grounds the next morning for the Sunday holy hour for priests, which goes from 9:30 to 11. Mass will be said at the hotel that morning before we board the buses for the grounds, which, by the way, will be the Mass in the traditional Latin rite, or the Latin Tridentine Mass. And two, there will be several priests available to hear confessions during the Saturday vigil, and again at the holy hour on Sunday. From the holy hour, we proceed back to the LaGuardia Marriott, the lodging site for this year's anniversary, where we will attend the 36th anniversary banquet. The banquet will feature a host of enlightened speakers, including Father James Miara, the celebrant who does the Latin indult masses for the New York Archdiocese. And of course, the food and company will be unparalleled. This is a real coming together of the Latter-day Apostles in grand style as they jubilantly recall the graces dispensed so abundantly by Our Lady through the years. At the end of the banquet, there will be the veneration of the crucifix, which was kissed by the Virgin Mary during her apparitions to Veronica at the sacred grounds. If you are interested in joining us this year, give us a call at area 718-359-3908, and we'll square you away with your hotel and transportation package. That number again, 718-359-3908. We want to urge our listeners to do whatever they can, either by pen or word of mouth, to stop the promotion of Columbia Pictures' new blasphemy movie, The Da Vinci Code. This is a blatant attack on the God of history, which maliciously rejects Christ's divinity and resurrection, and which accuses the Church of having made up his legacy down through history. This undoubtedly is the worst movie ever produced, especially too since they're taking this thing seriously. This isn't just some dastardly flick that they're sneaking into selected adult theaters here and there, but they're going public on this, and they're coming right out into the public arena and accusing Christianity of having been a big fraud. Now we can see why chastisements are coming upon the world and why we have to make reparation to the injured hearts of Jesus and Mary. Yeah, we can see just how merciful God has been by not letting his hand fall upon us sooner, but we have Our Lady of the Roses at Bayside to thank for that. She holds back the arm of her divine Son. So we should take advantage of this moratorium that is granted and gather our graces for the difficult days ahead. And the best way to do this is by making a pilgrimage to Bayside on June 18th. And of course, we invite you to write for the free information. You can send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. That's St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. Our website, www.smwa.org. May Our Lady bless you, and we hope to see you at the Holy Grounds.